When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight we're back for the season finale, Below Deck Med, season 8, episode 16, titled Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Sean, they pulled from the 1967 film for this. Listen, all I want to say is, if you're still listening and you're still watching, then you're a glutton for punishment. I don't want to sugarcoat it. I think this was a bad season. Not every season's going to be a hit. They've done pretty well recently with Below Deck Down Under and Below Deck Sailing Yacht. But Med just continues to be a miss. This is the worst season since, surprisingly, last Below Deck Med. I just think this is a total rework at this point. Listen, we've had Below Deck Down Under become what's now a fourth franchise. Are we still of the mind that we need to have 15, 16 episode weeks with no break in between or maybe 1 week? We've sure done away with reunions, it seems like, unless it's Below Deck Sailing Yacht. So I think we just need to have an honest discussion here. You know, is Below Deck Med still working? I think it's not. And listen, did I enjoy the season? I guess it was entertaining, but I think I was more frustrated throughout the entire thing. So Sean, let's talk about it. We're going to get into crew rankings. We're going to talk a little bit about the episode, a little bit about the season itself. But, you know, you always like to base your seasons on their rewatchability. So let's fast forward a month from now. NFL's on. It's not quite Masters golf season. It's a Sunday afternoon. Are you rewatching this or are you putting this one out of sight and out of mind?
So NFL's on. You said NFL's on. But I know what you meant. Yeah. It's March. No March Madness yet. Yeah, no golf majors yet. No NBA playoffs yet. Okay. I think the highlights of this season were Natalia and Tumi's fights. Now, some people may not have enjoyed those as much as me. Not saying they were always enjoyable. But it was always real. Those two really hated each other. They just didn't like each other's faces. It's one of those things like I instantly hate you as soon as I meet you. And that was rewatchable. And then yeah, like the Max, Laura, Luca hanging out on deck was sort of rewatchable. I like this season overall more than last season. That's not saying much. But man, the back half was a drag. And I think after Natalia left, if I'm flipping channels and they're playing this season and it's an episode after Natalia left, I think I'm good. I think I could keep flipping.
Yep.
But the Natalia Toomey fights, if she's still on, there's some juice to those scenes. There was something there.
Yeah. And it's actually crazy because I feel like this is the largest dichotomy between crew I actually liked versus and would hang out with and like enjoyable seasons. Cause it's like if you give me Max, Laura, I think we met Haley.
Yeah.
you know, like Jess, Lily, like even Chef Jack, like that's like six people I think would be awesome to hang out with.
Yeah.
Obviously there's detractors. But this season just it never really had the pizzazz. I guess after the fights. But I'm kind of glad the season's done, man.
Same. I think most people are. Most people are relieved. That 2 week break really killed it. It was already dwindling before then though.
Yeah.
I think after Natalia left. Then you get a 2 week break and it's like, oh, this is back on. Whereas Bullet Deck Legacy, they messed with the calendar too much last year because they put Bullet Deck Down Under in. People are used to mid ending in like November. And we're almost in February right now, and we got a Blood Egg Mid episode. John, did you like this season more than last season, or is it like a who cares thing? Like
they're both bringing up the rear. Like, listen, John, we have a Below Deck podcast. It's so easy for me to get on here and be like, oh, what a great episode! You should all keep supporting, you know, Below Deck, supporting Bravo. But like, does Bravo really think like they put out good product this season?
Yeah, no, I think people appreciate our honesty here. The back half of the season was a drag. Sandy and Kyle's goodbye, I wanted to throw up during.
I wanted to throw up during Kyle and Natalia's like makeup.
What was that?
Because, dude, it was just fake bullshit between two fake people. Like, let's be honest here. It was like Kyle was crying an hour before because he was about to see Natalia and he had too much anxiety. It's like, dude, you got to grow up, man. You got to listen, I know he's going through a lot of shit, but like, he's a weak man.
Oh yeah.
I don't think he's fragile. And then they do this like it's the exact same recipe as last year. They start out great, get under each other's skin, fight, and then at the end of the season come back together. Like, honestly, there's a 30% chance I just boycott next Below Deck med season if Kyle and Natalia are back, and I don't think I'm the only one.
Oh yeah. No, they couldn't do that to us. I say that, but they did it once.
Yeah.
You mentioned Kyle being a week. Yeah, you're right. As soon as he saw her, he apologized for everything. Yeah.
I thought it was great at the very end. Kyle was doing this like redemption tour. He's like, I'm in control of my emotions now. I'm ready to be a chief stew. It's like, dude, I just saw you cry 4 minutes ago, which was also last night, probably in real time. And you don't have control over your emotions. You're not ready to be a chief stew.
John, I think last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that Kyle was kind of like every bad stereotype of like a Gen Z person or like a young millennial. Yeah. And he is, because he's a bully who's also plays the victim all the time.
Yeah, he's like an insecure bully. Yeah, he bullies because he was bullied, and that's how he justifies doing it. No, I actually thought Jess was a great representation of Gen Z when she was basically falling over at the table drunk, and they go, hey, are you okay? And she goes, I'm thriving. Listen, people out there, you're not always thriving. You're not always queens, you know? Yas queen, you know? Get it, girl. Like, this goes for men too. Like, you gotta own your shit. And I feel like it just stinks, man, because I really liked half this crew a lot.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like. They're just getting dragged down. Like, Laura is probably one of the best people I remember in Below Deck in like a long time. Like, she should be on whatever show she wants next.
Really, really a glue person. Because she was gone for one charter and people were really missing Laura. And
yeah.
Amelia was gone for half the season, it seemed like. And we didn't hear a peep.
Yeah. If you have to think about it, there's probably only like two charters that like the entire team was there. Kyle was gone. Remember that guy Rue at the very beginning?
I do. Then he comes up later.
Then Nat was gone. Then we have other people. Like, it's just a very fragmented season. But anyway, listen, we can talk about how we didn't love the season till we're blue in the face, but we got to talk about the episode.
Yes.
Because we've got some charter guests that are not leaving Doc, and they are not happy about it, dude. And I don't blame them. It's a bad look. I mean, listen, you can't do anything about it, but like, it's just, you got to be able to do something else. Like, can you take us, like, you're telling me there's no boats on the water? You, like, or you couldn't get, like, there's nothing you can do other than like take him for gelato.
Yeah. So, John, funny you say that. Last week, we sort of criticized Toomey and Kyle for not really trying at all to keep the guests
Yeah.
entertained. And of course, Sandy and the show wants to give them both a redemption story today. Like, look how great they did. The Treader is already a bust. None of that didn't look fun at all. They had to take a very long van ride in Italy, which, by the way,
Two van
like,
rides. Two
two van
separate rides.
rides. What was that, 30 minutes or an hour each way? That was definitely bad. Yes, they get gelato. They go to a restaurant. Then they go back this beach to a beach club that looks terrible. There is no saving that beach club. And did Max figure out the phone machine? No. You know what Max is doing? He was trying to get laid. That's what Max was doing. He was flirting with Lily. He didn't care about this pool party because it was already over. There's no saving that. That wasn't a nice beach club. It just looked like a very general public pool. And a few bubbles in that pool were doing nothing.
Sean, imagine if Max is just like he's just like in front of the guests. He's like, whatever, guys, they're having a terrible time. They can't get on, they ordered a boat and they can't leave the damn dock. I think getting the bubbles working is the least of their concerns. And it just breaks down the fourth wall.
And Kyle is so proud of himself for figuring out the phone machine. Like I said, Max didn't care. And all Kyle did was add more bubbles and some foam appeared. And he's like so proud of himself that like he thinks he outwitted Max or something, or he got like a big victory. I don't know. The fact that they tried to give Kyle like a redemption this episode really bothered me.
Yeah, because he was a real piece of work the entire season. And then this he had a great line. Oh man, I gotta pull it up. I'm sorry for the dead air, but
Oh, it's
oh, he basically, so this was when Nat was coming and or Kyle realized Nat was coming. This was before the tears, and he says this all-time line, or I think he says, he's like, I was at, oh, he goes, I feel betrayed in this moment, which is just his mantra. Like, he's just like, I feel betrayed in this moment. It's unreal.
Okay. Yeah, that no. He thought there was conspiracy against him. That
They
Nat
were
was
all
gonna
conspiring,
attack
yep.
him. And what's he mad at her about? He yelled at her. And then she
No,
left the boat.
that, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't even know what Kyle's mad at her for, if I'm being honest. I don't know why any of what they did mattered.
It was the very innocent Max comment about being part of the LGBTQ community. Max was like, I'm a part of that too. Kyle's like, no, you're not. Nat was trying to defend Max.
Well, I remember the fight, but like, obviously, it's about more than that. It's about they're just two toxic people who wanted to be right, and it's impossible for two people to be right.
Yeah. Oh, we should talk. So speaking of Kyle, was it Kyle? It was Kyle, sees Luca's phone, sees that he's texting Kitty Flood, right? This is the next morning before they go out. He sees this and he instantly just tells everyone. You
Well,
tell
that's the most Kyle thing of all time. He's like, I'm gonna tell everyone but the person that I think I probably should tell. And then he's like telling Laura really loudly.
to make sure that Jess overhears.
And then he's like, and then it's so funny because he's like, oh, I really wanted to tell you, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings. It's like, no, Kyle, you didn't really want to tell her. She accidentally heard. So it's just, I don't know, man. I'm just over the season, but I enjoyed the podcast with you, and I hope the listeners did too. Because listen, we're just Listen, man, they broke me down 16 weeks of this, you know?
Hey, man.
I was with it through like 14 and a half. And then...
our listeners have been very loyal. It's so I know like the ratings are down for the show. Our viewership's up. So,
and I love that. I support the mission, support the cause. Mm. You know what? I think we're all hate watching it at this point. That's what it is, pretty much.
I think so. All right, John, let's take a quick ad break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to go into the night out?
Yes. Well, I guess we should.
I think we go into night out. I mean, I guess whatever. The crew, I mean, the guests left. It's a know-nothing thing. Yes, we hear that Luca's texting Katie Flood. Guess what? Luca's texting everybody. So.
Texting Nat, too. And Jack's also texting Nat. And then did she WhatsApp Laura?
This is the worst surprise of all time. Everybody knows.
But Kyle and Toomey, right? But Kyle, Toomey, and Jess.
Right.
I think. Oh, she probably doesn't know who Lily is. Yeah, no. She doesn't know Lily. So, okay. But, so everyone knows. Jess is already very pissed at Luca. They go out to dinner. Sandy invites herself. That's usually how that goes. And Jess is actually pretty funny, like when she just sees Luca texting, like, which one of your girlfriends are you texting right now? That was pretty funny. And she's just getting very sloppy very quick.
Yeah, that was the good old I'll show him by getting super drunk and not being fun for anybody. She did have a couple one-liners there, but it's just a bad look, man. Like, honestly, it's so ironic that, like, Lily and Jess got so drunk this episode and they were still the most too entertaining, probably.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. And, we kind of already mentioned the end of dinner. This Kyle, he is hearing snippets about Natalia coming and he has an anxiety attack, leaves the table. Toomey has to calm him down again. That, the most ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah. There was one line there I thought that was pretty interesting. It was actually, this is a little bit about Toomey, because I feel like we glossed over her in portions of the season, where she said something of the fact that it's like, I couldn't even imagine getting drunk in front of the captain, let alone a captain that doesn't drink. And it's like, yeah, Toomey, that's why you're not going to be like a person on Bravo for very long. Now, listen, I'm not saying that she's wrong. I would actually do the exact same thing as Toomey in that situation, but I'm not trying to be on a reality TV show.
Yeah. I would
tell me, tell me I'm wrong. Like, yeah, I probably wouldn't drink in front of my boss to excess, especially when they are sober, but I'm also not applying to be on Below Deck season 14 med.
So, that's a great point. Yeah, I hope she isn't. So I've had enough of Toomey. I'm good. And yeah, she just wasn't fun. She was not fun at all this season. It was a big disappointment. We gotta talk the club. I thought the club scene was as disappointed as I was with the Natalia entrance. The club scene was kind of fun. It was a big ass, busy, fun club.
Yep.
Million people there. And Jess is just going crazy.
Yeah. Place I would have loved to go 8 years ago. I don't have that. I don't have that drive anymore. But listen, it would have been, it actually looked really fun. I think everybody was having a good time. And then Natalia comes and tries to ruin it because she knew she was like going to ruin their time there, you know?
Yeah. Weird outfit too. I know we're not really qualified to comment on girls' outfits, but it's like green pants.
I mean, she looked good.
Okay, technically. I thought it was a little weird though.
It's fair. That's fair. You That's had fair. One outfit. You had one outfit to wear. That's the one.
I would love if our female listeners would comment on that. If I'm wrong or not, but wasn't really for me. She's a great looking girl, but I mean, Luca was into it because they make out. Luca's pretty shocked. Natalia basically does it to, like, it's like an ego thing with her and Jess. Not that they have a rivalry or anything, but it's like, yep, I can steal him whenever I want. She does. And so Jess just starts making out with random guys.
I actually saw Max pull her off, be like, yeah, you don't want to do this. Just go, Max. That was a good move. Your friend's super drunk, making decisions she probably wouldn't usually make. And good on Max there.
Maybe, or me, I don't know. Some people, alcohol brings out like the real them. I mean, you have lesser ambitions. I don't know.
Yes, I don't know if Jess making out with random dudes she just walked up to for spite. She's making out with him. It's like Seinfeld trying to return a blazer for spite. Can't do it.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. And she probably doesn't want to do it on camera.
Right.
That drunk and like that sloppy. Okay, good point. Lily tries to run in the ocean. Max stops her too.
She falls. Lily down.
Lily was so drunk. Lily was drunker than Jess, right?
Yeah.
Because on the cab ride home, Max asks Lily if he can make out with Jessica as payback to Luca. And Lily is basically okay. I don't hear her say no. Max does it. There are really no rules with French guys whatsoever.
Yeah.
They just do whatever they want. Jess is into it. Lily kind of has to stop them. It's funny that it was for payback because Luca wasn't around.
And listen, Max gonna Max, you know? Luca gonna Luca, Max gonna Max. So
No rules.
Yeah.
And then so Lily breaks it up because Jess was kind of into it. And then Jess just goes right to Luca's room. Laura and Kyle try to talk her out of it. Not happening.
That's two drunk people and two kind of drunk people talking to each other. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
It's all nonsense. But Lily and Max end up hooking up, and then obviously Luca and Jess end up hooking up. So I didn't see that coming, if I'm being honest. Like, you know, 5 minutes before that, I was like, wait, these guys are all going to hook up? I didn't think so. Hand up, accountability, I'm wrong.
I didn't hate the entire episode because it was kind of a fun night out. Club scene, and fair. Then it was sloppy. It was very sloppy. Poor Haley sleeps outside. Did the producers, hate her?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think Laura was like, I'm going to get up early or something. And Haley was like, I'm just going to sleep in. So,
and also, because we'll get to departures, they don't even do a final interview with Haley. She just leaves. Like, we see her say goodbye to people, but she doesn't talk to the cameras.
Did you miss out on anything because Haley didn't talk to the camera, Sean?
I did not. Also, we should mention Sandy sends Lily to the doctors again because that's her favorite thing. She did fall a lot the night before.
Yep.
But no one sends more people to the doctors than Kevin Sandy.
No, it's an easy decision for her. All right, Sean. I mean, we can get into your rankings here. Listen, I feel like all the goodbyes were yada. They were all nothings. Kyle's was fake. I think Sandy with the whole like, oh, everyone did such a great job. It's like, this was a shit show. Actually, I mean, I guess the guests were happy enough. So like, whatever. But like, I don't know. It's the same speech every year.
Yeah. Remember when Sandy told Kyle she didn't like him as a person?
Yeah. And then they're hugging and crying like 2 weeks later.
Called him a dream to work with. What did he do to like prove herself? Like prove that he's a good person to her?
The phone machine? He played the victim, Sean. He's like, I was in such a dark space. That's the craziest thing. He's like, I was in such a dark space this season, but now that it's over, I'm in a great space. It's like, all right, Kyle, you had 6 weeks and you gave me your worst.
You worked for half of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Want to do crew rankings?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. First one's controversial. I had Natalia number one because I thought the show sucked without her. Do I want to hang out with her? No. But the show sucked without her.
It's crazy talk, by the way.
Fine. But
you're not wrong, but like it's I just hate giving it to the right person for the wrong reasons. Or the wrong person for the right reasons. I don't know.
Fair. It's not a nice contest though.
Yeah,
they're the final Karinkins. I can't even explain them. I got Max number two. I'm just interested in how that guy's brain works. Even just the making out with Jess to prove a point to Luca. Like, out of nowhere. He had the balls to do it. So I got Max number two.
Yeah.
I have Laura third. Because ultimate glue person, everyone loves Laura. Wish we got a little bit more of her. Number four, Jack. Good vibes guy.
Yeah.
Jack I like him. He seems like a very nice guy. I like Jack. This is a may have dropped him a little bit. I have Luca fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he's a messy guy. He's 22-year-old me would think he's a god, though. I will say that. That he's just got like 10 girls he's texting all the time, leading all 10 of them on at once. Yeah. I'm sure you would have thought he was awesome too.
I'll say this. I've never seen a guy who has better, he has as good like flirt and text game, I guess, but that bad of a poker face. Like, oh, yeah. Hey, Luca, man, when you're texting a girl in front of another girl, don't give this like half grin smile or chuckle. You just got to be stone faced. You got to tighten up, man.
Yeah. Luca might not be that smart. He's smart in like an on deck way. Like he's good with his hands and stuff.
Maybe he's also like hot guy smart. Like not, not that smart.
Yeah. So Luca's fifth. I have Lily six. She's a fun girl, doesn't take herself too seriously. On a boat with a lot of people that take themselves very seriously, like Toomey and Kyle. And she kind of proved everyone else wrong. Because we thought she was definitely going to get fired, and who had the last laugh? Lily. Seventh, I've got, you mentioned him earlier, Ruin. He's a memorable guy.
Yep.
That's... Stole someone's identity to become a bosun.
He did, and then got caught. Yeah, that really shows you. That really shows you what we thought of this season when some guy who didn't even start a charter was ranked seventh.
He also didn't know what a call of distance is, but there he is. He's seventh.
Is that 40 feet? No, it's 45 feet. You idiot.
Yeah. Poor guy. Wonder how he's doing. I have Brooke eighth. You may not remember Brooke. She was the day worker on the first charter. I thought she was the best looking girl of the season, in my opinion. So she's eighth for that reason. Ninth place I have Haley. She's a nice girl, but as a non-factor. I mentioned earlier, everyone was freaking out when Laura was gone and being like, when's Laura getting back? And when Haley was gone, didn't really come up. So, yep. Haley ninth. All right.
Now, Sean, I'm gonna bring something up here. Haley is the most know-nothing character in Below Deck I can remember in a long time for someone who was there for pretty much the entire season. That's not a hate on her, right? Just didn't get the screen time. Probably did her job great, got the tips, yada, yada. You had Natalia number one because of all the drama and everything that surrounded her and everything that had to do with us. And now I'm sitting here and we're going into number 10 and you've not named a certain man baby named Kyle. Well, I don't know if he's 10. I don't know if Toomey's 10, but we have the person who caused the most amount of drama, number one, and then we have another person who caused this probably the most amount of drama, 10th or 11th. So you're going to have to explain the why.
Okay. Natalia was weirdly watchable in her fights with my number 10 person. Had popped to them. But I gotta tell you, man, watching Tumi like last night, I'm just annoyed with her. That's probably not fair to her. I'm sure she's a nice person off camera, but I just don't like watching her anymore. I think it was that terrible first impression. Her alliance with Kyle was kind of on the wrong side of a lot of those arguments with Natalia. Natalia's a crazy person, I get it, but. And I think when she tried to get Lily fired, I was officially out. And I don't know. I just cringe a little bit every time I see her on camera now. And I can't fully explain these rankings, but Natalia was watchable and Tumi wasn't. And
yeah.
Kyle really wasn't because he ruined a lot of episodes for me. And
yeah,
I guess you need someone for Natalia to fight with, and that was Tumi and Kyle. So I can see your point, like she's first, but her whole reason for existence is 10th and 11th. I don't know. I'm going by my heart, not my head.
Yeah,
and
that's fair.
Kyle, we said he's a bully with a victim complex. And, man, just, yeah. The final scene with Sandy was nauseating.
Yeah, I think it was really tough. Tumi reminds me of, do you remember, like, Andy Dorfman from Juan Pablo season of The Bachelor?
Oh, yeah.
And like she kept playing up this like, I'm a DA, I'm a district attorney, yada yada, or whatever it was. And so like I think eventually she ended up like kind of like bending the knee, but she like left the Juan Pablo season of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And now like I get it, maybe she was in love with him or yada yada, but like she was also like, I'm a DA, I got things to do, you know? I feel like it's like, don't go on a show if you're going to be like more concerned with like how your next employer is going to look at you than like the fact that you're on a Bravo show. And I feel like Tumi was too much. And I said this last week, but Tumi was too much worried about what's her next job going to be after Bravo, or like what her family's going to think of her on the show, or what this or what that. But like, just like give me something, give me some edge, you know? There was just no edge other than like I guess fights with Natalia, which like that's management, that's not, you know, a personality thing.
Funny you mentioned Andy from The Bachelor. She did say that, like, I'm a real person with a real job. Then she became the Bachelorette
when it yeah was, and you just can't have that, man. So, you can't have that.
That was all nonsense, but I think her and Tumi both take themselves way too seriously.
Yeah,
and that's a problem. I don't know. I'm just judging you by the current season and just a terrible first impression. And I had high hopes. I feel like most people are just really out into me now. Yeah. And
do you think we've got some, do you think we've got some below deck fatigue now? Now you've got like 1 week break and you've got, you know, below deck legacy starting up again with a new captain. Guess you got Frazier back. People really like Frazier. I think he's great. So my nightmare is that the captain gets hurt and Sandy has to take his place again. But listen, let's just not even talk about it.
No.
But I just think like, is there a fatigue, man? Like, should these be, you know, 12 episodes with a month in between? I'm not saying that's best for Bravo, but you're probably going to get higher viewership because people are just getting burned out.
I think you're right. The ratings were way down this season, especially towards the end. I mean, ratings are down for everything on television besides live sports.
Yeah.
But even compared to, like, the other Bravo shows, like, I feel like it was, even, like, a year ago, like, number one. Or some of the seasons were, like, number one on the network.
Yeah.
And that's changed. I don't know. I mean, it does so well in rewatch. Like, they always have marathons because, like, it gets good ratings on, like, Saturdays and Sundays and stuff like that.
Right.
It's still a very valuable property. But, yeah, I want to see it get a little – I mean, it's just one bad season. But, yeah, let's get some oomph back.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Well, Shay Sean, that's our season. We'll be back in 2 weeks with Below Deck Legacy. New captain coming on, so obviously that'll be change of pace with Captain Lee gone. That's it, Sean. That's all I got, man.
Hit on the season. Thanks everyone for listening. High hopes for Legacy, though.
Oh, new yeah. Season. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. Bon voyage.